Okay, more bird songs coming your way now. Niall, have a listen to this. What do you think this is?
I know what it is, Derek, because I recorded it myself, would you believe, down in the Camargue in the south of France. That is the sound of a big gathering of flamingos, greater flamingos to be precise. That's a whole collection of them there out in the mudflats in the Camargue, one of the best places in all of Europe to see that spectacular bird.
What were they doing at the time?
They were walking around. Lots of them spend the winter there, but they do breed in the area as well. They're sort of pairing up. They're in big groups in this ornithological park where I like to go when I go down there. And they're so used to people. They're fully wild birds. There's about 2,000 of them there. You can just walk around among them if you stay on the trails. They're not bothered about people at all. And what they're doing is they're displaying and posturing. So some of what you're hearing there is they're fighting over food, but they're also starting to look for a mate. You see them opening and closing their wings and bobbing their heads and bobbing from side to side, sort of in a courtship kind of display.
They have funny little walks.
Flamingos. They do. They sort of stand to attention, strut around the place. They synchronize it. It's really quite interesting to watch. And to see them up so close, it's an absolute joy. Beautiful to watch. You can see that there's more and more pink appearing.
I was going to
ask
you, are they as pink as we imagine them in our mind's eye from seeing them in the zoo or on telly or whatever the case may be? And why are they pink? Remind everybody.
They literally are that pink, yes. And now coming into the breeding season, they're being looking at all their finery. They're sort of almost scarlet in their wings. Now the rest of the body is mainly pink, and they have some black feathers as well. And they don't produce that colour themselves. It comes entirely from their diet. They like to feed in highly saline environments where lots of other birds don't. Actually, the Camargue is one of the best places for sea salt in all of Europe. Yeah. And there's no coincidence that's what flamingos like, because they love to eat brine shrimps that live in very saline environments. And they provide the chemicals called carotenoids that cause that pink and that red in the plumage. Birds can't produce that themselves. And so the flamingos that have had the best diet and are the healthiest, they'll have deposited the most of this pink pigmentation in their plumage. And therefore, it's a signal to potential mate that they are fit, they are healthy, they are raring to go.
Okay, you made a little report for us?
I did. I thought, while I was there, I had my recording machine. I thought Derek might like to hear about this, so I gave it a go.
I think everybody will.
Hello, Derek. I'm in one of my favourite places, a really lovely place called the Parc Ornithologique Pont de Galle, which is the ornithological park of an area called Pont de Galle in the south of France. It's in the Camargue, an absolutely beautiful wetland area. Essentially, it's the delta of the River Rhone, where it comes down to meet the Mediterranean. It creates this huge floodplain area, vast area of wetlands. It's the area where lots of rice would traditionally be grown here in France, and there's lots of other types of agriculture you can do in these wet kind of areas. A beautiful place for nature. Everywhere you go, you see these wonderful Camargue horses, these beautiful white horses, which are real emblems of the region. You see that black Camargue bull here as well. I think originally used for bullfighting, French form of bullfighting, unlike the ones often in Spain. I think that the animals aren't traditionally killed in the fights here, but you see these now. You see that they're used for meat now mainly, and you see them throughout the fields here. They're very good at surviving, like the horses, in wet, marshy environments because this area floods, and that's why it's so good for wildlife. The area is absolutely teeming with reptiles and amphibians and mammals, but especially with birds, which of course has brought me to the ornithological park here today. There are many different species here, lots of ducks and waders and some of the birds that we'd see in places like Bull Island or Harper's Island down in Cork, and many other exotic ones as well. But the main attraction and the reason that so many tourists come to this ornithological park and to this nature reserve in this part of the Camargue are the flamingos, the greater flamingos to be exact, very large species, the bright pink birds, which are in the wetlands here in the thousands. And the flamingos here in the park, they're very accustomed to people, so they're completely wild. They come and go. Some breed here, even more arrive than in the winter. So at this time in late February, when I'm speaking to you, when I'm recording this, these birds are here in big numbers. And because they're so used to people, you can walk right past them. There are marked trails. If you stay on the trails, the birds don't feel threatened in any way. So you can get up close and personal with these really beautiful, but also quite bizarre looking birds. And it's a great opportunity to see them feeding and behaving and displaying. The feeding particularly is very interesting. I've taken some videos, we can put them up on the Mooney Goes Wild website, but the way that they feed is essentially they've evolved to have an upside down beak. That big curved beak that they have, the big bulky one. And they use that when they turn their head sort of downwards, they sway back and forth with their necks on the top of the water, and they're filtering out shrimp, especially brine shrimp. They like saline environments. So this sort of brackish marsh just on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea where the River Rhone comes to join it, it's absolutely perfect for them. And they sway their heads back and forth, filtering out the shrimps and the other little invertebrates that they find in the water. They're also starting to display in advance of the breeding season. So you see the males and females standing upright, tilting their heads from side to side in front of each other. Also, you see lots of them squabbling with each other, sort of chasing each other around. And then when you see them take off and fly, it's amazing. They're very, very large birds with outlandishly long bubblegum pink legs. And then when they take off, they look very strange in flight because they stretch their necks out, they stretch their legs out. And it's like the wings are and the legs and the head, they're almost like four points on a cross. They look almost the same length. So it's a very unusual shape when you see them flying through the air, completely unmistakable. And to see thousands of them here, these birds, it's just absolutely incredible. So you see lots of tourists coming to watch them, lots of local people here too. It's very famous all across France, so it's a very important area. So a lot of French people come here for the wildlife, for the gastronomy as well, as they call it. So I would definitely recommend this Parc Ornithologique Pont de Gau here in the Camargue to anybody who's interested in wildlife. Well worth a visit if you find yourself in this region of France. It's more than just the ornithological park. It's a vast wetland area stretching all around that delta of the Rhone. So you could spend many days here just exploring, seeing all the different areas, looking through the reed beds and the salt marshes and the Mediterranean Sea and the lakes and all of that. It's a really rich area for wildlife. One of the jewels in the crown of European wildlife, I would say, and one of the premier wetlands in all of the world. Lovely to be back here again, and hopefully I'll be here another day. It's a wonderful spot. I'm always sad to leave, but great to be here to enjoy the flamingos and the avocets and all the other wonderful birds and the hospitality here.
It sounds absolutely beautiful now. It's a long time since I've been in the Camargue. In fact, I was there, must be 15 or 20 years ago, with Richard Collins and Terry Flanagan. And we didn't see many flamingos when we were there, so I don't know what time of year it was. Is there a good time to go? Is it now?
Well, now is the perfect time. Anytime through the winter into the spring is a very good chance of seeing them there, especially if you go to the right areas. You're looking for those very saline areas where sometimes other water birds won't go. But you will find flamingos in the Camargue year-round. They do breed there, and it's one of the best places in all of Europe to see them. And unlike a lot of birds, you know, the little brown jobs that are hard to identify, you won't have any problem identifying the flamingos.
You can't mistake them for anything else. Well, listen, it was absolutely beautiful. Those sounds are so evocative. Oh, thank you very much indeed. That's the beauty of radio.